He is the king of Chicago pizza, Rick Malnati. Welcome, as always, to WGN. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
I'm great, and it's so good to talk to you. You know, you typically, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I don't think anyone would have thought love, Valentine's Day, pizza. But now I think that, and for good reason.
Well, I think I've thought that. I mean, pizza and love kind of go together. I think I met my wife at Chicago Fest working at the Lou Malnati booth. So
did you
love
really?
Pizza is always, yeah. And in fact, my daughter, who's working at Malnati's, was putting a list together of couples that have met at Malnati's, that work at Malnati's. And I think the list was over 40 different couples that had worked at Malnati's together and are now currently married. So it's crazy. So love's always in the air in a pizza place.
Well, we are going to have a relationship and a certified marriage counselor and family counselor expert on. Love McPherson is going to be on this show later in the program. And apparently what she says is wrong about meeting people. Who needs those dating apps when you can have pizza, right?
Exactly. I think, in fact, my mother met my father at Pizzeria Uno when my dad had just come to this country. He was working with my grandpa down at Pizzeria Uno. And that's where my mother met my father, at Uno. So we got all kinds of love stories that surround pizza.
I love this. So you're at the Old Taste of Chicago. In Grant Park, I assume, right?
Chicago Fest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yep. I remember that. I was working at another radio station 100 years ago, and we were the official radio station for that. Mayor Jane Byrne was then.
Exactly.
Yeah, I remember.
Exactly.
I remember.
Yeah,
all right.
My wife was walking through the crowd with her sister. And my brother knew her sister, and we were busy. And he just asked her, hey, can you jump behind the stand and work a cash register? And so that's actually how we met. It was crazy.
Amazing. I love that story. And it's a part of Chicago history. And tell me about the heart-shaped pizzas.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of things going on. We got a few things. We did run a promotion similar to kind of what we're talking about where people registered through the app at Malnati's. They could get their engagement filmed by a professional photographer, and then we would have an engagement party for them, and then we would also serve pizza late night at their wedding, which we do for a million weddings and a bunch of occasions. Now there's these after parties at all the weddings, so we're big into doing these after parties, but we had a few hundred people in this competition, and I think we're going to declare the winner in the next few days over at Malnati's. But it was a pretty fun competition. But we've been doing heart-shaped pizzas for a long time and then shipping them, through our Taste of Chicago business, all over the country. It's a great gift to get, you're in college and you're, sitting home instead of eating that dorm food, you get a Lou Malnati's heart-shaped pizza along with maybe an Eli's heart-shaped cheesecake or a Portillo's heart-shaped chocolate cake. We ship that food all over the country. And then in all the restaurants, wherever you buy a heart-shaped pizza from us through the month of November, we are going to donate $1 for every heart-shaped pizza to the Northern Illinois Food Bank and the Chicago Food Depository. And last year, we were able to write a check for $40,000. So it's a great opportunity to, grab a pizza and also help out the local community.
Which is wonderful. And I was going to mention what you're doing for the food banks as well, which is terrific. This is at all your locations. Now, how do you do this? Can you come in and just order the heart-shaped pizza? Or, as a lot of people do, it's carry-out, right? So can you do that as well?
Yeah, you're limited to cheese, sausage, or pepperoni pizzas when you're shipping them, and you can get them at all the stores this month in February. So, obviously on Valentine's Day on the 14th is our busiest day with the heart shapes. But as far as shipping them this month and having them, you can get them all month long.
But you can also come into any of your 4,000 stores in Chicago. and
sure
or anywhere in the country and sit down and order a heart-shaped pizza. Or a lot of people carry out their pizza, right, or have it delivered. So same thing?
Yep, same thing. Same thing goes. And it's great to get a little busy in the month of February, which are usually, you know, dog days of restaurants here in Chicago.
Right. We were just talking about Restaurant Week and how that is beefing up. And speaking of which, you know, you guys through the pandemic, because you deliver, I think pizza did better than anything in the pandemic. But the restaurants themselves, are you finding that your colleagues and your own restaurants have bounced back or more than bounced back at this point?
Well, I think the restaurant business is still a pretty tough business, you know, as we sit right now. But I do think the arrow is pointing up. And as you said, you know, during COVID, you know, Chinese places and pizza places, you know, used to have pretty much the lock on delivery. And during that, everybody got into delivery. So now that, you know, there's a lot more competition in, you know, getting food delivered to your place. So, you know, that's affected us a little bit. And then also during COVID, you know, our shipping business, you know, tripled. So we were able to do a great job of keeping all our people employed and stuff, just moving them around if they needed to move around, because our shipping business was, you know, going 24/7 because everybody was staying home and shipping food. So that kind of saved us, you know, through those 16, 18 months.
You must, and your family must feel proud because, and or at least you should. I travel all over the world at times and certainly all over the country. And when people hear that I'm from Chicago, yes, it's still Capone, bang, 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 and all that.
Yeah.
And it's Oprah, Michael Jordan, and pizza. And you're the ones who really put pizza on the map. But now, you, as you mentioned, there's tons of competition. There are lots of other places, and many of them are great. However, you were the start of all that, and you are still, as I said, royalty when it comes to Chicago pizza. But that must make you proud that you're the guys that did that.
Yeah, you know, you got to give my mother and father and my brother a lot of credit. They, my mom and dad, you know, in 1971 started Melnati's in Lincolnwood. And to have it, you know, still be thriving 53 years later is unbelievable. And it is, you know, it's the name has become pretty iconic. I know my kids have a complete different experience than I have when I was growing up. You know, that my two girls went to school in California, and even in California, where we don't have any restaurants, you know, people are familiar with the name, and that's crazy. It's crazy to think about, but a lot of people, you know, sweated a lot of hours making pizzas, and we had a great group of people working for us for these many years, and we're just indebted to all the people that, you know, have contributed to our success.
And apparently, as I said, you do better than the dating apps. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Rick Melnati. Thank you very much, and happy Valentine's Day to you and your bride.
Hey, thank you very much, Steve. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.